続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16. Mrs. Wilson is 83 years old and lives alone. She cooks her own food, but she often has back pain. Luckily, however, her grandson comes to her house every Saturday to do housework for her. Cleaning is hard for her, so she is really thankful for his help with it.
Question.How does Mrs. Wilson's grandson help her?
Number 17.
Sandra is a PE teacher. She loves teaching sports like softball and basketball to her students. She used to work for a big company.But she did not like sitting at a desk all day, and she wanted a new challenge. Her salary is the same as before, and she is much healthier, so she likes her new job.
Question. What is one thing Sandra likes about her new job? Number 18.
Merry Christmas, shoppers! Thank you for coming to Westland Department Store. If you spend more than $50 today, you will receive a free calendar. The calendar has 12 beautiful photographs that were taken by local photographers. And after you finish your Christmas shopping, why not relax at one of the restaurants on the 9th floor? Happy shopping!
Question. What happens if shoppers spend more than $50? Number 19.
This year, Philip graduated from college. Most of his friends started working at companies, and a few did things like travel around the world. However,Philip has decided to do something different. He is going to become a member of a volunteer group that builds schools in Africa. He is looking forward to going overseas and helping people.
Question. What has Philip decided to do? Number 20.
Last year, Stella was sick and had to stay in the hospital for a month. At first, she was sad that she could not go to school and see her friends. However, her friends came to visit her in the hospital almost every day. They brought games and novels so that Stella would not get bored. Stella is glad she has such good friends.
Question.What did Stella's friends do for her when she was in the hospital? Number 21.
Miles works at a nursing home for elderly people. Last weekend, he organized a quiz game for the seniors, and he came up with all the questions. The seniors enjoyed the quiz.But some of them said that too many questions were about sports or music. Next time, Miles will try to write more questions about other topics, such as history or science.
Question. What did some seniors say about the quiz? Number 22.
Roger worked at a clothing store for a long time. He was good at his job, but last year he decided to try something new. He took a restaurant management course at a community college, and this year he found a job as the manager of a restaurant in town. There are many things that he still needs to learn, but he is enjoying the challenge.
Question: What has Roger done recently?
Number 23.
Makiko used to love playing basketball with her older brother Taro. But when Taro began studying for his college entrance exams, he no longer had time to play. Makiko played by herself, but it was no fun. Makiko's father noticed that she was unhappy, so he started playing with her. Now Makiko enjoys playing basketball again.
Question: Why was Makiko unhappy?
Number 24.
A few months ago, Mary joined a fitness club in order to lose some weight. She swam, jogged, and took an aerobics class 3 times a week. After a month of going to the club, Mary was surprised to find that she had only lost a little weight. When she asked her fitness instructor about it, he told her it was because she was developing muscle.
Question: Why was Mary surprised? Number 25.
Rachel is a high school student. She used to enjoy eating lunch at her school's cafeteria, but the menu changed last month. At the same time, the food became more expensive. Rachel and her classmates are unhappy about the food and the prices, so Rachel has decided to talk to her teacher, Mr. Smith. She wants the school to make it cheaper for students to buy lunch.
Question: What does Rachel think about the school cafeteria? Number 26.
Team, I want to talk to you about yesterday's basketball game. Some of you might think that we lost because the other team's players were taller than us, but that's not the reason at all. If you want to start winning, you have to work together as a team. Starting today, we're going to do a lot of passing practice, and I think this will help us win more games.
Question: What does the coach tell the players that they need to do?
Number 27.
Max is a member of an amateur theater group called the Mapleton Players. They recently got a new director, and she has helped the group members to improve their acting. She also has many good ideas for making the plays more interesting. Recently, the sizes of the audiences have been growing. Max hopes that, in the future, the group may be able to perform in a larger theater.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about Max's theater group? Number 28.
2 years ago, Michael opened his own store. At first, it sold only scarves and handbags, and it did not make much money. Last year, however, a staff member suggested that they start selling various kinds of jewelry. The jewelry brought in many new customers, and helped to make Michael's business much more successful.
Question: How did Michael make his store more successful? Number 29. Tanya was planning to go to the movie theater with her friends on Saturday morning. On Friday, though, her father reminded her that she had a dentist appointment on Saturday morning. Tanya called her friends and said she couldn't go with them, but they decided to go in the evening instead. In the end, they went to a 6 p.m. show.
Question: Why was Tanya able to go to the movie theater with her friends?
Number 30.
The Catherine Palace is located near the city of St. Petersburg, Russia. It was completed in 1756. More than 100 kilograms of gold were used to decorate the building, and many beautiful statues were placed on the roof. Until the beginning of the 20th century, the palace was used as a summer home by the Russian royal family. Now, it is a major tourist attraction.
Question: What is one thing the speaker says about the Catherine Palace?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただきありがとうございました。質問がある方は直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。